Well, the Lord's good, isn't he? I had that thing bundled up, bring out here, and got out here. I didn't have it. You ever do that? Sometimes I leave one place, go get something, get over, I forget what I went later. You ever done that? Yeah. Ain't the Lord good? Got your Bibles, turn with me. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture in three or four different places. Three or four different verse scriptures. First one I want to read is in Revelation chapter number 20, the last chapter of the book, 22. Better quit that singing, I guess. I can't hardly help it. No, it ain't Revelation. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Excuse me. I want to read verse number 13. Then I'm going to read some in Psalms 116, I believe it is. And also another place or two, I'll share it with you. Let's read this one first. Hebrews 13:11-13 said, "These all died in faith, now that have received the promise, having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of him, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Notice that first part. These all died in how? In faith. Thank God. Turn with me now. Back up with me in your Bibles. Numbers chapter number 23. Numbers chapter number 23. Numbers 23:10 says, "Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel?" Notice this last part. "Now let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." May I say one thing? Death's not the end of it. He said, "I won't die the death." This is an old prophet. Weren't too good a prophet. Tall. In fact, if you study about him a little bit, if I ain't mistaken, I believe he died fighting the righteous. But he said, "Let me die." He tried to curse. He was hired to curse God's people. God wouldn't let him. God turned that into a blessing. But he said, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be like his. Turn me to Job chapter number 5. I believe we've got four verses we want to look at, read, in four different places in the Bible. This in Job chapter number 5. Verse number 26. You know how I find Job? I go to Psalms and back up. Psalms is easy to find because it's a big bunch of chapters. Job chapter number 5, verse number 26 says, "Thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like a shock of corn cometh in its season." You know, I've read that a lot of times, and I guess I was always saying, you read something, you try to put something else in it, don't say, "That's what comes with thy grave in old age." What does it say? Full age. And you know what I believe? When I look at this yesterday, I believe with all my heart, a believer, all of us, we'll come to the grave at a full age. You say, "Well, what age is that?" When God gets ready to take us home, full. Amen. You believe that? So, full age. Maybe young. Maybe old. Maybe middle age. But it'll be full age. Believe with God's youngins, must believe this, must trust it, must rest in it. We don't die too early, we don't die too late. On time. Well, I just believe God's interested in His saints. So it's full age. We come to the grave. Now turn with me. The book of Psalms. We'll read one verse there. Chapter 116. And verse number 15. It's not a funeral. No telling us how many times I've quoted this verse or used it at a funeral. But who knows? We're not at a funeral this morning, but all of us one day will be at one. Death's certain. Now that's what I'm preaching on this morning. Death is real. I hope and pray that I can share this message that God laid on my heart. Because yesterday, as I was thinking about death, thinking about all of us that's gone on before us, I was weeping much as I was when I was praying and studying. And I hope and pray that God would speak to some heart this morning. Death's at the end of the way in his life. And that's why we said we're going to, the psalmist told his son, I'm going the way of all the earth. Be strong. Encourage him in the Lord. Keep his commandments and do those things that were pleasing to him. Amen. Notice what he said in verse chapter number 116 of the Psalm, verse number 15. Precious. In the sight of the Lord is a death of who? His saints. Read it again. We're going to pray. Precious in the sight of the Lord is a death of his saints. Death of a saint sometimes causes us grief and sorrow and pain. Heartaches and sadness a lot of times. But God knows. He says it's precious. You know, I like this part. Before we get into talking about death, I like this last part. Back up into it a little. His saints. His. Would you pray with us? Our Father, you've been so good to us and blessed us so abundantly. You've given us grace and strength and power. We thank you for your precious word. God, we pray for that heavenly unction, that heavenly anointing to be upon each heart and upon each life. Pray that your word would go forth. You said that your word wouldn't return unto you for it. It would accomplish and that you send it forth to do it, pleaseth you, our Father. We pray you bless this time together here this morning. I pray that you let us see the seriousness of the shortness of this life. That, oh Lord, death is a reality and death is certain. And God, that you'd help us, our Father, to live, but also that we'd be prepared to die. Oh God, that the time should come and when it comes, if you should tarry. Bless now this time together here this morning. I pray that you'd speak to that heart closest, nearest eternity. Oh God, we pray. In Jesus' name, oh Lord, we look to thee. Amen and amen. Thank God, precious in the eyes of the Lord. He sees a little different than we do, don't he? Yes, he does. He sees the beginning to the end. He sees everything in the past, the present, and the future. And it's in the eyes of God that he's seeing. But he said that those deaths are precious in the eyes of God, in the sight of God, that though a precious, who is it? To his saints, thank God. Somebody wants to know, what is a saint? Well, if you're a believer, you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, then you are a saint of God. And listen, he said to his saints, and that's why the death of his saints are precious. You know why? Number one, because the very fact that we are his precious. Listen, if you paid your, you give your only son for somebody, wouldn't that one be precious? And we are precious in the eyes of God because we've been bought, because we are purchased possession bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He said in the Bible, said in the book of 1 Peter, he said, know ye not that you're not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with from the traditions received of your fathers. But he said, you've been redeemed, what? By the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we've been purchased with. We precious to God. Our lives are precious. Our debts are precious. I'm telling you this morning, if you can see how that God said, even the death of his saints is precious, I'm telling you, if you live for God and live well, you can die well, thank God. Somebody said to one old preacher one time, said, I see that your saints die well. Amen. I'm telling you, that's a wonderful thing that you can die well and die in faith. These died in the faith. They died in the faith, hadn't seen the promises, yet they believed them. I'm telling you, if you can look death in the face and say, death, well, listen, you're coming after me. He said, you will come to death as a shuck of corn comes in the time of its harvest. You'll come. You know how to be pushed. You know how to be dragged. You know how to be fearful. You know how to be afraid of it. You can face death. I've seen it over and over again. Facing death in the time of death, I'm telling you, it's precious in God's eyes, because we've been blessed, bought, purchased by his precious blood. Thank God. I tell you why, we are saints of God. We've been purchased, not by our own righteousness. We didn't have none. Oh, listen, I read that verse a while ago. It said simply this, let me die the death of the righteous. You know why we can say that we are sane or righteous? It's not anything of our own. It's because we've been clothed and robed and covered in the blood of Jesus. And we have the righteousness of Christ. That's the only thing that can get us over there. I'm glad it is. We are saints of God. His. Not somebody else's. No. We his. We his saints. Thank God. Precious in the eyes of God are the death of his saints. Not somebody else's. No, his. Why? We've been purchased. Why? We are saints because of his purchasing grace and blood that bought us. Hallelujah. We are saints this morning. Not only that, we are saints this morning because of his power. Did you know that? The Bible says he came unto his own received it not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. We listen, we the saints of God this morning. Why? Because we've been purchased, because of his power that transformed us and changed us and quickened us and give us new life. And we've been born again. That's why the power, it took the power of God. Yes, it did. It takes power to transform and make a new creature. And he said, all the Father gave me shall come to me. And he that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. And he said, that they that come to me, I give them power to what? To become the sons of God. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. We his purchased possession. Hallelujah. By his marvelous, powerful working of his power. We are. We his. We're not our own. You know what Jesus prayed when he was here? He said, Father, I pray. I'm praying for him. He's praying for us. He said that they may be where I am and behold my glory. And you know what? One of these days, he never, listen, I want to tell you something. The Lord never leaves. You know, one of the blessed passages of Scripture, 23rd Psalms. Do you know it? The Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. He's making me lie down in green pastures. He restored, amen. He restored my soul. He leads me by still waters. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. We know how to fear evil. Why? Because of the very fact that we're his children, his young'uns, and we're precious in his eyes. He'll never leave us. Nor forsake us. He won't. Not at death's door. Did you know if we had our way and if I had my way? Now you listen to this. I'd pray. I would never want to, honestly, naturally, normally speaking, I'd pray that the Lord would leave us all here. Wouldn't you? We would. That's natural. But he said, death's door. Knocking on it. That's what he said. There you are. Precious. God said it's precious to him. In his sight. His eyes. You know why? Hey. Hey, so I'm getting you out of this. One reason he getting us out of the evil to come. Well, when a saint slips out of his body or her body, do you know what? When he slips out into the spirit realm, leaves that body behind, unclothed from this body, amen. We know that we have earth, if it's earthly, half of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And when this a person slips out of this body and moves to that other place, what a wonderful thing. And that's what Jesus is praying for. Lord, let him come where I am. Behold my glory. Precious. Hey, death is something else. He said, it's in the sight of God, death of his saints. He said, precious, it's precious. Did you know what? It's a privilege. Now, I'm talking about saints. I'm talking about believers now. Before we close, Lord, may let me say something about unbelievers. Death's not no good for them. It's awful. But here to the believers now, death's a privilege. It's not punishment. Amen. It is. It's a privilege. It's not punishment. It's gain. It's not loss. I hate to keep referring to Carol's death. And I've seen some grace of God in death before, but I don't believe I've ever seen it any more stronger. And she looked death in the face and didn't shudder. And that's why that verse becomes so real to me. I read a while ago, these all died in the faith. You know why? She lived well. She lived with the Lord. And I saw her die well. And you know what? If you'll live for God, when it comes time for you to die, you can die well. Amen. You sure can. Grace is there. Hallelujah. I saw it. It was like a light lit up, shining. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, death's not loss, it's gain. It's not worse, it's better. Far better. Yes, what Paul said. He said it's far better. No wonder it's precious in God's eyes. And I'm telling you, you know why it's precious? His Son was precious. He gave Him for us. And therefore we are precious in His eyes. And therefore death is precious because we're going home to the Father. He got a place prepared for us. Our Lord has. Death. That's what He's saying. You know what? Death is precious to God. You know what? It don't matter when it happens to a saint. Did you know there's been a lot of young people knew the Lord and loved God, children. God took them on home. So it don't matter. Still precious. There was a preacher one time riding down the road, following the ambulance with his children. His wife had passed away. Still had children at home. He met a big truck in the shadow of that truck. Come across the car they was on. And the children saw that. He said to them, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." He said, "Did that shadow hurt you?" They said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, that's what death is to a Christian. It don't hurt you." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Death. Oh, listen, you said don't like to think about it. You know what people said? No. Did you know some people said don't want death mentioned in their presence? Yeah. I read one time where there was a king somewhere or another said he didn't even think he was going to die, and he didn't want nobody talking about death, wouldn't let him mention death in his presence. But I tell you what he did one day. He died. And some people said, "I don't want to talk about death around my children." But I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead and I'll tell you what an old preacher, been dead over 100 years, old Brother Charles Haddon Spurgeon, you know what he said? He had twin boys. And they both become preachers. His daddy was a preacher. His granddaddy was a preacher. But you know what he did with his boys when they were young? Took them out in the graveyard. He said, "You see them little plots? We got some little ones back here. You see them little plots? They weren't very old." He said, "You don't have to be old to die." Hey. You said, "I didn't come this morning to be scared about death." No. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to let you face the reality of it. It's real. I've been closer. I know how real it is. But you know what? God gave me peace through it. And that come to me. It didn't come from me. It come from Him. Thank God for it. We have. So it don't matter what age. To the saint of God, the believer, a child, whatever age they may be old, may be middle-aged, may be young, may be a child, teenager. It's still, if he's a Christian and believes God, he's precious in the eyes of God. And sometimes we'll say, "Well, days got cut short. My son didn't live quite 15, like 6 weeks, been 15 years old. But the more I study it, the more I look at it, I say, God knew everything from the beginning to the end. And I have to accept the fact that his death was precious in the eyes of God. And he came to death in a full age. We must accept it. We must believe it. Listen, or you'll never be able to walk on with God. But I'm telling you, whatever age, whatever when he comes, middle age, oh, listen. Death is still precious in God's sight to the believer. You know what Carol told me right the day or two before she died? I told her, I said, "I wish I could swap with you." And I didn't understand why God brought me back from death's door, then took her. But you know what she said? With not a tear in her eye. She said, God knows what he's doing. And he don't make no mistakes. I can't argue with God. So matters not what time. Matters not whom it is. He can be from the richest house to the poorest house. He can be wherever standard or statue, wherever he may be, what part of the country, the world, it matters not. If he's a believer and been born again, he's precious in the eyes of God. Matters not who it is, whom it is. It matters not how he leaves this world. Do you know some of God's choicest saints been fed to lions, been put on this burning stake, been martyred? Some of God's saints have left here all different ways. But oh, glory to God. Did you know some of them been burned at the stake, martyred? Did you know what? He said one of them was burned, it lit a fire somewhere or another, and this years and years ago. Listen, Brother Calvin said it lit a fire, and listen, the gospel began to burn. He was a bright light burning, and God used it to speak to other hearts. So it matters not how you leave this world. If you're a saint of God, if you may get drowned, you may get shot, you may just leave here with a heart attack, you may leave the other way. But if you're God's young'uns, I'm telling you, listen, whatever you ever how you leave here, it's precious. God's watching over it. He's there. Right there with you in that valley to walk with you and fellowship with you. There's no other explanation why saints die so well. None. Amen. Hey, Lord, let us live well. Hallelujah. And die well. Amen. Let us for your glory and for your honor. Praise God. You know what? It's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. Hallelujah. Precious in the eyes of the Lord. Aren't you glad he sees and knows and he's right there with us when we walk through it? Hallelujah. Now he may come, but you know what I heard? Reading again, heard an old preacher say, you know what he said? He said, I've had my choice. I'd rather go through the grave. Hey, what he's saying?
Where's the sting?
Where's the sting gone? That's right. Did you know what? It's a whole different thing. Death is death to a Christian. Now we die in this. This body still got to go back to dust of the earth. But Jesus has already paid the price, and the sting, as brother said, has been taken out. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sting of death is sin. Strength of the sin is the law. Thanks be to God who gives the victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, death. But you know what? He said, death of his saints. But you know what? Death to the unbeliever is awful. You see, all that the believer's going to do, this old body's going to die because we're going to live on and on and on. Hallelujah. The real you and the real you and real me is going to live on and on and on. But you know what? What's sad? If you're here this morning, never been born again, never been purchased with that precious blood, not one of your saints, then what will happen when you die? Simply, Your body's going back to the grave. And you're going to a total different place. And they call it hell. One day, hell itself, those that are come out, bodies will be resurrected. They're going back to them bodies and be cast into a lake of fire, which is the second death. You're talking about fearing this physical death. Hey, you better be fearing the second death. Because it's awful. It's a lake of fire. It's where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And I'm telling you, I've heard people make fun of it. They say they're going to party and joke and party and everything else, sir. Not going to happen. It's an awful place. Jesus told us about it. The word's full of it. Sometime you got time, go read the last few verses of Isaiah, book of Isaiah. Right? Go read it. Read it before we go bed tonight. I can't quote it to you word for word. But God's going to let them come up and watch them. You're going to see what's going on. Where the worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. So I'm pleading with you this morning. Death's real. Eternal. Second death's eternal. Forever and ever. But I want to close in simply saying something. You don't have to go there. It's prepared for the devil and his angels. And you can have eternal life. You can be born again. And you can be begotten again by the living hope and word of God. And you can have eternal life, thank God. Hallelujah. So I'm pleading with you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You know what? Long time ago, about 1971, I preached a message on if you knew you had 24 hours to live, what would you do? We know God sent a message to a king. Is it Hezekiah? Set your house in order. Set your house in order. Or you're going to die and not live. But he turned his face toward the wall and wept and started praying, telling God, begging God. God turned the prophet back around. He come back and give him 15 more years. But he told him to get his house in order. And you know what night I preached that? I saw my sister Pauline coming back a while ago. She was there. Emily was there. About 14, gotten older. Got saved and got right. And you know what? Thank God. He's still the same Savior today. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this morning, if you're not right with God, get right. Please. If you're not right with God, let's get right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Surely, we know. Looks like everything's lost and destroyed when a person dies. But when I think about what they're getting on the other side, hallelujah, what a wonderful thing. What wonderful hope. What wonderful peace is waiting us on the other side. Precious. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me this morning? Care not today what tomorrow may bring, shadow or sunshine or rain. I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living my faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saved, in His sheltering arm, I'm leaving my faith, and I feel no alone. So I'm glad to rise, obscuring the brightness of life. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm saying, yes, bearing on, yes, Lord, I'm living by faith, and I feel no alone, that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. While in a care though tempest may blow, if Jesus was close to my side. Amen. Living my faith in Jesus above, trusting God man in His great love. From all I'm saying, carrying on, yes, I'm leaving my faith, and I feel no alone. Turn to this earth some sweet day, our troubles within all be o'er. Master, so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living my faith in Jesus above, trusting God, man, leaning His great love. I'm saying, shelter in arm, yes, Lord, hallelujah, living by faith, and I feel no alone. Oh, He said, let me die the death of the righteous, let my last end be like His. Oh, Lord, let it be so. God's got a wonderful place prepared for us, His saints. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you glad? Amen. Thank God if we go the way of death before He comes after us. We want to die that death of the righteous. And then the last end, I'll be like the righteous. Where? Forever with the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful comfort. Wonderful hope. And so listen. Just remember, you don't have to fear death. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be afraid of it. Listen, just trust in the Lord. You know, I like this verse. There's a lot of more verses I could have brought in. Hebrews 2:8. He tasted what? Death. For who? Every man. Yeah, for all. Just remember, when you face it, If you had to face it, he's already tasted it. Hallelujah. And you know what? It couldn't hold him down. Hallelujah. When I go by these graves out here, I said, just as sure as Jesus got up, they're going to get up. Hallelujah. And just as Jesus tasted that death, he tasted it for you and for me. Took the sting out of it to the believer. Hallelujah. So thank God we're victorious in him. Hallelujah. More than conquerors through him. Hallelujah. God bless you for coming. May the riches of his grace be upon you. And listen, if you go, don't go home sad, just go home glory to God. Jesus may come. If you don't, he's going to walk me through the valley of the shadow of death one day. And it's far better. You're not going to lose by it if you're a believer. Paul said, me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You're going to gain. Hallelujah. Ain't much gain in this world no more, but I'll tell you what. There's a gain if death comes. Hallelujah. Because it's natural. God gives us a natural instinct to survive and stay here as long as we can. If he didn't, hey, I'd done been wanting to pull out, wouldn't you? But we got to stay here and finish the course. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. He finished his course. We got to finish ours. Hallelujah. But you can rest assured if you're a saint of God, and the Bible said they died in faith, have not received the promise, but yet they believed them. Just as when you believe God's promise, it's just as good as having it. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Larry, why would you dismiss us, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the presence again today with thanksgiving.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. Yes. Our Heavenly Father, be like God, we, as we walk day by day, it's always a thing our Heavenly Father we're going to face. Now, pray God you help us today. Lord, give us that faith that was so deep, our Father, in this hour. I pray God for each home here. Each family, yes. I pray God you bless them. Yes. Heavenly Father, keep them. And Lord, I just pray God you bless each one. And lead us and guide us. For you see, our Heavenly Father, we need the guidance, Lord, and the help. We thank you so much, our Heavenly Father, for that salvation you so freely give. We thank you for all your many blessings, our Heavenly Father, you give us. We just pray now that you be with us now as we go.
Yes.
Lead and guide and direct us. We ask you, our Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.